You hold holding Daf Dalet. The middle of the Mishnah we got till here. We'll start from the top in the middle of the Mishnah. Daf Dalet Omer Aleph. V'yemol shechayovim bekolboin. These are the people that have a chiyuv to give a kolboin. A kolboin is a pshat. It's a little bit more money. When you give a machzah shekel, you have to also add to it a kolboin. As the Korban Neder says, kolboin comes from Lashon Kolaymar. Dovah kal muat, a little light thing. Shemaisifen amachzah shekel. That we have to add to the machzah shekel. Kishroitzen likach minach shochoni, beis chatzoi shkolim, biyad shekel sholem. When you want to change over your money, you have a shekel sholem, means a seller. You have a seller, and you want to change it over now to get a machzah shekel. So you have to pay the changer the money, the man, to change over the money. That's called a dovah kal that you have to add. Is v'yelu shechayovim b'kolbin. Who has to add this extra money? We'll see more about it. Leviim v'yisraelim v'gerim v'yavodim shechrorim. Hey, somebody that has a chiyuv to give a machzah shekel, either a levi, or else a yisrael, or else a ger, or an eved meshucher, an eved kanani that's free, he's like a regular yisrael. So since he has the chiyuv to give a machzah shekel, when he gives the machzah shekel, he has to add this extra kolbin, this extra coin, another nickel. Avoloi kahanim. When Kahanim give a Machzah Shekel, they don't have to air this extra kolboin.
Now, even though Kahanim are also mechuyif to give the Machzah Shekel, but since the din is, we're not mashkin in Oisai, we don't take a pledge away from them, therefore they do not have to give this kolboin either.
After they give the Machzah Shekel, they don't have to air this extra coin, this extra kolboin. Who are then Venoshim women? They're also potter from giving the Machzah Shekel. So even though we accept it from them, they don't have to give this extra coin, the kolboin. The Avodim, regular Eved Kanani, also his pot is like an Isha. If he gives, we accept it. And he doesn't have to add this extra kolbin. Uketanim, who are then a cotton also. He's potter from giving the Machzah Shekel. If he does give it, he's potter from giving this extra coin, this extra kolbin. So the Mishnah now. Hashokel Ayidei Koin. Let's say you pay your Machzah Shekel for a coin. It means Hashokel Ayidei Koin. Which means really, you're paying for yourself and for a coin at the same time. Like you're giving now the gizbar a seller. A seller is two machzah shekel, one for yourself, one for the coin. So you don't have to give an extra kalbin. Who are then al yidei huisha? You're paying now for a lady also. So mitbal mikra din the potter, you don't have to give an extra kalbin. Al yidei eved, you're paying now for an eved also. Al yidei cotton, you're paying now for a cotton also, is potter. It's even though you're giving the money for yourself, and for these people, and you're only giving one seller, which is two machzah shekel, still for your own chiyuv, you don't have to add on to it this extra kolbin. The pshat is that since really these people are potter altogether, so the fact you're giving for them is enough that that partners you from your kolbin. You don't have to give the extra money that you would have to give. V'yim shokol al yodoi v'yal yidei chaveroi.
In other words, you're paying now the machzah shekel for yourself and for your friend. Then we say chayiv b'kolbein echad. Here you are chayiv to add this extra coin, the kolbein. Now here when you're paying for your friend, it's not the pshat, you're doing it for a favor, you're giving him a present, you're just like loaning him the money. But he's going to have to pay it back to you. So now, since you are paying for him, according to Tanna Kamma, you have to give one kolbein, one extra coin. Now the pshat from this extra coin is, that really you're giving a seller. Now, really, if to give it for yourself, you would have to exchange this seller and get like a machzah shekel. So you would have had to pay the man to exchange it. So the money that you would have to pay the man to exchange it for, that money you have to give now to the gizbar. Rabbi Meir Amar, Rabbi Meir says, Beis kobonis. No, you have to give two kobonis. Hey, Rabbi Meir Shitter is, everybody has to give a kolbein. And now here, since you're paying for your friend, you're making an exchange here, changing over the money, you have to give a second kolbin. All right, tomorrow we'll explain more of Arichas. We'll see exactly what the Machlokes Remei and the Tanna Kamma is.
Yeah.
Hanoi sein sela, v'noi tol shekel. Now you're paying for yourself the machzah shekel, but you're giving the gizbar a complete sela, which is two machzah shekel, and you're taking back, like a change, a machzah shekel back for yourself. See, here the Mishnah says, chayiv shnei kobonis. You have a chiv to pay two times two kobonus.
Bonus. You have to pay two times. Two extra coins you have to give. Because really it's like two transactions going on here. One is that you're giving a machzah shekel to the gizbar. You're giving him. And also he's exchanging money for you and he's giving you back a machzah shekel. So for the exchange that you get back, you have to pay him for that. And for the exchange that he's doing, that you should have a machzor shekel to give over to the gizbar, you also have to pay for that. So you know, the Gemara says this goes even according to Chachamim, that not only according to Rameya, but even according to Chachamim, when you're giving a seller to the gizbar, and you're taking back a shekel, a machzor shekel back, and a machzor shekel goes for your payment for a machzor shekel, you have to pay two kobonis, two times this extra coin. Like one time is for the transaction, what's going on, like they're doing work for you, they're changing over your coin. Usually in the Gemara's times, you used to go to people and pay them money to change over your money. So here he's changing over this seller for like two changes he's making for you. One that you should have a machzor shekel to give to the gizbar, and one that you should have money to receive back. So therefore you mechuyev to pay two kobonis. What about hashokel al yidei oni, vayidei shcheinoi, vayidei ben iroi, potter? Let's say you're paying for yourself and for an oni, for a poor man. The nekud here is, you're not charging the poor man, like you're giving it to him for a matana. You say, I'll pay for you. Vayidei shcheinoi, the same thing, you want to pay for your neighbor. You're not going to make your neighbor pay you back, but you're going to give now a seller to the gizbar, half of it for you, and half you're giving your friend the present, you're paying for him as machzor shekel. V'yayad ben iroi, anybody living in your city. Then we say, potter, that since you're not giving to him a teres halvor, he doesn't have to pay you back. You're giving it for matonim, we say you're potter from paying this extra kolvin. You only have to pay, v'yim hilvon, but let's say you're paying for them, but teres achayv means that I'll pay for you now, but like I'm lending you the money. You're going to have to pay it back to me later. Then we say chayiv. Then you're chayiv in a kolvin. Whenever you're just paying for somebody else, you're just loaning him the money, then they will machayiv you, you have to pay this extra kolvin. But when you're being nice to your friend, and you're paying for him, like teres matonim, then we say you're potter from giving this extra money. It says ha'achin ha'shutfim. A brothers means, and then they became shutfim, means that the father was mace, and they got a Yerusha. They inherited their father. So ha'achin ha'shutfim, when they're still the partners, the loch is like this. She'chayovim bekolboin p'tur mimaiser. There's a case that you yarshin your father. You take over your father's money now. So from the money you got from Yerusha, you're paying up a machzor shekel. You're paying up your chayvus. So in the case that we say she'chayovim bekolboin, let's say in a case that you do have to pay this extra coin, the kolbein, when would that be? If it's still your father's money and he's like paying for you, then we say you're potter from the kolbein. When would there be a chiyuv of a kolbein? When you had a Yerusha, you inherited your father, two brothers, and they made a chalukah. They divided up the property equally. So what I got now belongs to me, what you got now belongs to you. So that's the case when you're paying a machzor shekel now, it's considered you're paying it from your own money. So in such a case, you're chayavim b'kolboin. You would be mechuyiv to add this extra nickel, this extra coin to pay. In such a case, p'turim imaiser, behema. Now, if the animals give birth, and you have a new animal being born, and you have 10 of them, you're potter from maiser behema. Why you're potter from maiser behema? Because it's either shutfim are potter from maiser behema. In other words, since you made a chalukah, you divided up your father's property, it's not considered like it still belongs to your father. If it would still be your father's property and the behemoth gave birth, there would be a chiv meister behemah, because you're giving meister from your father's animals. But once you made a chaluk, you divided up the Yerusha, now it's considered like it belongs each one separately to the two brothers, and now they became shutfim, they became partners again. That's the locha shutfim, apotah from giving meister behemah. Or else the other pshat is lekuach. If you buy an animal, you potah from meister behemah. Here also, if you consider like the brothers made a chalukah, they divided up the Yerusha, it's considered like they bought one from the other. So the animals you have right now is like a bought animal that you potter from Isa. What about before the brothers made a chalukah? In other words, the father was mace, the father died, and the money now is still called Metfusas Abayis. That means the money now is still in the father's reshus really, and the brothers didn't go to divide it up yet. Like they have a right to use it, but it's called like they're using the father's money. In such a case, we say, in such a case, they would be chayv b'maisa b'hemer, because the animals now is not called like shutfim, it doesn't belong to the sons yet, it's still considered before chalukam like it's the father's. Or else they didn't buy it yet, it still belongs to the father. Therefore, in that stage, there'll be mechuyev in maiser, is pturim in akalban. In such a stage, before they made the chalukam, the money like belongs to the father. So if they're using that money now to use it for their machzor shekel, it's considered like the father is giving them a matana. The father is paying for them. And that we learned before. If you pay for somebody else, then you don't have to give this extra kolbun. You don't have to give this extra money. Like you're doing somebody a favor. You're paying for him. We're not mechayvim to give this extra kolbun. So the kitza by Yerusha, when the Yash and your father, there are different stages. Before the brothers went to make a chalukah to divide up the property, we look as if the property is still like by the father's rishus. Therefore, ma'isa behema demachuyiv, it belongs to the father. As far as the kolbun goes, when they paid the machsa shekel, they're potter for giving the extra coin. Because we look at it as if the father is paying for them. And when you give somebody a present, you're potter from this extra money. Mashenkin, if the brothers made a good chalukah ready, so we look as if it's their own private property now, and now they became shutfim, they joined together to become a partner. Therefore, for ma'isa behema, they're potter. Because shutfim are potter for ma'isa behema. But they're chayyeh to give a kolbun when they pay up the machsa shekel, because each one is paying from their own pocket. And therefore, they have to give a machsa shekel with the extra kolbun. The kamahu kolbun, how much is this extra coin? How much extra money do you have to add? Well, after you give your machsa shekel, so more kesev, divrei Remeya. Remeya says a more kesev, a more is 1/24th of a seller. 1/24th of a seller, that's how much you have to add on. The chomer say, chatzi more. Not 1/24th of a seller, but like 1/48th of a seller. A half of a more. That's how much you have to add on extra. And we'll see in the Gemara why you have to add on this extra little bit of money. Some learn the pshat is that since you have to exchange the money, and when you exchange money, you pay the person for it, so the Rabbanu here will mechayiv you the money that you would have given to exchanger, now give that money to Hegdish. They will mechayiv you to give it. And there's another pshat in the Gemara, we'll see where Meir's pshat. We'll soon see in the Gemara. So the Gemara, the beginning of the Mishnah said that again the first part of the Mishnah was Afapi Shamu Imam Ashkinim Noshim Yavodim Ktanim Avolim Shaklu Makabel Meyodim. Even though we had the Mishnah before said that on the 25th day of Adar, Bezdin went into the Mikdash near the base of Mikdash ready, and then whoever did not give the Machsa Shekel, they took a pledge from you. That's called Mamashkinim. They go into your house and they take a pledge away from you. Then the next Mishnah said, but by women and by Avodim and Ktanim, we're not mashkin. We don't go into their house to take a pledge for the partial reason, because they have no chiyah to give it. But the Mishnah says, Avolim shaklu mekabel miyodim. But if they on their own come and give a machsa shekel, we could accept it from an isha, from an eved, from a kotan. So what's the deal from this Mishnah? That only if they come and give it by themselves do we accept it. But do we go and ask them for it? No, we're not even to veya them. So the Gemara, Afal pi shamrum, ho litvoye ein toivin, but we do not go and ask the women to give a machsa shekel, or to ask the ktanim to give it. If they come on their own and give it, we accept it from them. That's what the Mishnah says. So it's a kasha now. Ho at omar toivin. The Mishnah before the diyak was just that by ktanim, we're not the mashkinin, so it's a diyak. Mamashkinin you're not, but toivin we are tevaya. We do ask them to give the money. So it's a stirum. Before us mashma by Ketanim, we ask them to give the machsa shekel. Just we don't take away a pledge from them. And here the Mishnah's mashma, not only don't we take a pledge from them, but we don't ask them either. Only if they give it, we accept it. So it's a stira. V'ochat omar ein toivin. Here we're saying now we don't even ask the Ketanim to give. And the Gemara, kan b'shehevi b'Cyrus. If the cotton is really a godl already, he brought two hairs already, there's his bar mitzvah already, even though for din shkolim, you're not mechuyev until you're 20 years old. But since you're called a godl already, then we ask you to give the machsa shekel. The kan, this diyak from our last mishnah, b'shaloi hevi b'Cyrus, where this kid did not even have two hairs yet, so therefore he's not even bar mitzvah, he doesn't have a shame godl yet. So while he's smaller than a godl, then we don't even ask him to give the machsa shekel. But still the mishnah says a chiddush. But lo yitzuyu on their own, they come and give it, we accept it from them. Then the Mishnah said, Hanoch Rivi Akusi. The Mishnah said what? That Hanoch Rivi Akusi Sheshoklu Ein Mekavle Mehem. If a Goy or a Kusi gives a Machsa Shekel, we don't accept it from them. And then the Mishnah goes on, that V'ein Mekavle Meyodim Kine Zovin V'kine Zovis. We don't accept from them birds for a Zov or for a Zovis. V'kine Yoldois V'chatois V'yashomis. We don't accept these Kabbonis from a Goy. And the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKal, this is the Klal. That Kol Shenidov V'nidov Mekabla miyodin. Anything that's given the terrorist in the Dova, a Goy could bring a carbon. A carbon oil, a carbon shlomim. What he does with terrorist in Neder or in the Dova, stamp to give a present, he could do it, we accept it from him. But kol she'eno nidav nidav. Any type of a carbon that cannot come with terrorist a present, but you have to have a chiyuv to bring it, a mush like a chattis or an oshim, or a zav or a zavus, is then ein mekabel miyodin. We do not accept it from a goy or from a kusi. The chaim before shayde Ezra, often apostle like that, shenemar loy lochem lelon livnes beis lakenum. We can't accept anything from you, from the kusim or from the goyim for the binyan of the beis hamikdash. We can't accept anything from the goyim. Therefore, we don't accept the machzah shekel. And no, then they can't bring any karbonas that there's chiyuv to bring. We don't accept the animals from them. That's what our Mishnah says. So our Mishnah says a kusi and a nochri has the same halacha, that we can't accept it from a kusi either.
So Omar Rav Bar Beva Tiftor, our Mishnah goes like command the yoma kusi kenochri, that kusi has a din like a goy. These kusim, really, there's a shayla about them. These were people that were Mizgayer, Bimei Yeshua, the Kusim. So it's Machloikis if the Geris was a good Geris or not. Some say the Geri are Royis, they were only Mizgayer because they were afraid, and it's not called the good Geris, the Mamash like a Goy. And some say, no, the Geri are the same. The Geris was a good Geris. Even though later they were Machsum and Surim. After they were Mizgayer, they started to do bad again. That they had Charot to their Mizgayer. But once they became a Ger, they have a Din Yisrael. So our Mishnah that says we do not accept the Machsa Shekel from a Kusi goes according to the Man D'Yama that Kusi Kinochri, that a Kusi has a Dachal like a Goy. The Ispalgun, because there's a Machloikis about this. Kusi Kinochri Dibu Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a Kusi has the same Malacha like a Nochri. So that's like our Mishnah. Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel Loimer, Kusi Ki Yisrael L'chol Dover. No, a Kusi is like a regular Yisrael. He holds Geri Emesain. When they were Mizgaya, they meant it. They became real Jews. And that's it, they're still a Jew. So the Mara Omer Rebbe Lozor, Masnisin binochrim. Like, first Rebbe Lozor once say, no, maybe our Mishnah can even go according to Shimon and Gamliel, that a Kusi is like a Yisrael. And our Mishnah only means Nochrim, that's all. Ha b'kusim loy. But by Kusim we're not talking about. So, Korbeneta says, Masnisin binochrim. Das kuhu diye mekavle miyodim. Maybe our mission only means that from a goy we're not mekabel, but maybe from a kusi we are mekabel. The more of a Tony Kane, and we learned like this also, Tanya Nami Hoch like this, that from a kusi we are mekabel. That what? It says like this, Tony Kane, Odom, it says in the Pasuk Odom, L'rabbis es agerim, that a ger, he could give a korban. That is the first Pasuk of Vayikra, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'ashem. So Odom means even a ger, he could also bring a korban. Mikem, what does from you mean? Lohoitzi yasa mumrim. That of a Jew, that's a mumer, that goes keneged Hashem, he becomes a mumer, he can't bring kabonis. We don't accept the korban from him. So, look at Rashbam, no, not to Mepharish, a korbanedo. Odom, ki yakiv mikem korban, but ashinam, with ashmiya, odom l'rabbis as a gerim. That even a ger could also bring a korban. The kasha, what I mean, the posik for, tepeg led legor minochrim, a nochrim could also bring a korban. The Torah says, "Lashmina deschidishir." Dod yichsiv mikem. That's what we have a drasher mikem lemayit mumrim. That if a Jew is a mumer, he can't bring a korban. Davkim mumrim yisroel. Which Jew can't bring a korban if he's a mumer? If he's a regular yisroel. Avol migerim. But let's say this person was a ger. First he was a goy, then he became a ger. Here we say afilu mumrim. Even though he changed back to be a bed and he became a mumer again, still mekablim. We could be mekabel korbanos from him. Vachikom, this is what the pasuk means. Mikem, from a Jew. Vachem chilakti. I made a difference between a mumer and not a mumer. Avo begerim, light. But if you were a ger, then no matter how bad you become again, you're still allowed to bring kabonis. Now, if we were to say only order, I wouldn't know this. So what's negayah to us is, we see now that kusim, for sure, will be makabal from them. Because the kusi, even though they were chazul l'surim, they became bad again, but still you say, now mekabla mehem, that we would be mekabla korbin from a kusi. That's like this raya, that from a kusi we are mekabla korbonis. So the Gemara, masnisin pligya Reb Loza. I tell you that our Mishnah, though, argues on Reb Loza. And the first says, oporach masnisin pligi, klemar, sefer the masnisin kashra Reb Loza. The sefer from our Mishnah, for sure, argues on Reb Loza. And Reb Lezer wants to say, only from Goyim we're not Mekabel, but from a Kusi we are Mekabel. Abizoy, I have a kasha from our Mishnah. Why? Then and the Mishnah says that ain Mekablin miyodim kinei zovim vizovis, kinei yoldis. That we don't accept from Goyim the birds that a yoledis would bring, or that a zovin would bring, or zovis. Fred Gemara kasha, v'chiyesh kinei zovim vizovis benochrim. Does a goy have any shaykhis to this type of a korban? Like Pshito, a goy doesn't know these halachis. At the bottom speaks out. Like she doesn't have these halachis. A goy doesn't have a tumis, a zav, a zavon. And there your ledness doesn't have to bring a chiyuv korban. So what does the Mishnah have to say if they bring these korbanos, these birds, we don't accept it from them? Like a goy for sure would not bring these type of birds. So the who are we talking about? We have to be talking about a kusi. So you see clearly the end of the Mishnah says from a kusi, we do not accept from a kusi. This is not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds only a goy you do not accept from. But from a kusi you do accept. Our Mishnah's mashmah, no. The end of the Mishnah's mashmah is talking about a kusi, because they have shaykhis to kinim, because they're really the Jews. Just their machzul surim, they became bid again. Still the Mishnah says we don't accept from them. So the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Lezer. But the chiyesh king is of mazos benochrim. Ella, what do you have to say? Reisha benochrim, the seifa bekusim. The reisha, the Mishnah is talking about a goy. That's what you're not makabel from. And the end of the Mishnah is talking about a kusi. And the more enechnami came, who reisha benochrim, the seifa bekusim. The reisha tank is talking about a nochri, about goyim, and the seifa is talking about kusim. So it says, umeshani hokein, kloimer, ye kein. Reisha benochrim v'seifa bekusim. Enechnami. The Reisha is talking about kusim, and the Seifa is talking about these chinim zovis that were not mekabel from a kusi, were not mekabel from them. Not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds you are mekabel korbanos from a kusi, and now mishnos from a kusi were not mekabel. The Ma'amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tchila ein mekabel mehem. At the beginning, when you go to build the Beis Hamikdash, you can't be mekabel any present from a goyim. When you go to build the Beis Hamikdash, and mekabel mehem shum dover, the shemal rifyin amlochim mitchavnim. You know what they do? They just want to make it hard for us. They'll tell us they'll give it, and then they're not going to give it. So we can't rely upon them. So when we first go to build the Beis Hamikdash, we can't accept any presents from the goyim, from the kusim. Mashen came, and mekabel mehem loy dover mesuyim, loy dover shein mesuyim. Whether it's something that we could tell, like a dove mesuyim means a finished thing, a whole kedi, or something that's not finished, we don't accept it from them. Uva soif, after we have the binyan beis hamikdash already, and now it's a question just to bedek habayis to fix up something, then mekabel mehem dover shein mesuyim. We could be mekabel from a goy something that's not complete, but we ain't mekabel mehem dover mesuyim. But something that's complete, the whole kedi, we don't accept from a goy. And the pshat is because it's a genai. It's not nice that in the Beis Hamikdash there should be like a whole keli that a goy gave. It's a genai for us to have it. See, if it's not mesuyim, it's not a whole keli that they just give like water or salt, so nobody realizes it's the goy. It's not a genai. We don't know it's the goy. But if the goy would give a whole keli something mesuyim, that's not nice to mekabel. It's a genai to have it in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Yechon holds. So the Yechon holds at the end, besoif, we could be mekabel presents from goyim as long as it's not a davra mesuyim. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reb Shlomo Shlakish holds, vein betchilu, whether at the beginning, vein besoif, whether at the end, ein mekabel mehem, loy dover mesuyim, v'loy dover shein mesuyim. He's Mo Machmir and says no. From a goy, you can't be mekabel any present at all for the Beis Hamikdash. Even though it's after it was built already, and just for the Beder Kabayis to keep it going, and even though it's only something like water and salt, that's not mesuyim, it's not a complete thing, we won't know that it came from the goyim. Still, we don't accept any presents at all from the goyim. That's what Shlokish is for. So the Gemara must nisin tolag Rabbi Yechinen. I'll tell you the Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yechinen. What's the raya? The Tanya we learned, ein mekablen mehem hegdish unadova lebedek habayis. We're not mekabel from them a hegdish unadova lebedek habayis. So v'loy maflag bein betchilo lesoif u'bein dova mesuyim l'sheinu mesuyim. It doesn't make any differences here. Mashma stam category, we don't accept from a goy. It's mashma gresh lokish. According to Rabbi Yechon, there's a difference. That at the end, we are makabel, something that's not mesuyim. And here it says stam. Ein mekabel, we don't accept mehem hegdish in the double, the bedek abayis. At the Gemara apostle law, he'll answer it, Rabbi Yechon will answer, bein betchila bein besoif, true. It's mashma whether the beginning of the binyan beis hamikdash, whether even after it's built already. But ubelvad dove mesuyim. But I'll tell you, the b'raisa only means something that's complete. A dover mesuyim, that's what's also to accept from a goy. That looks like a genai. It's not nice. We should have a goyish thing in the Beis Hamikdash. But Rabbi Yechon still holds something that's not mesuyim, sound like water or like salt, that's mutter to be mekabel. Reb Shimon ben Lakishayim, no. Vein betchila, vein besoif, ein mekabel mehem, le dover mesuyim, le dover shen mesuyim. But according to Resh Lakish, she has a raya from this brayso. He'll learn pshan the brayso kepshutoin, that you don't accept anything from goyim, whether it's the beginning, whether it's the end, whether it's mesuyim, not mesuyim. We don't accept any presents from goyim to the Beis Hamikdash. It's also tekenai to have anything. So the Gemara masnisen pligi Resh Lakish. I have a kasha on Resh Lakish from a Mishnah Nerchin. The Tony we learned like this. A Mishnah Nerchin says hakel shavim, everybody's moida. That a goy, he could make a neder, and he could be nidrin. Neder means, usually neder means, like the goy makes a promise, I'll give something to the Bedek HaBayis. Whereas nidrin means, like the value of the goy, let's say he's worth $10, he's worth money, so somebody else can make his value, I'll say I'll give his value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called nidrin. Like somebody else makes the neder for the goy. And the money l'chura goes to the Bedek HaBayis. So you see clearly they're allowed to give money to the Bedek HaBayis. We accept it from them. So the Korbanedah must be in the Perakam of the Erechin Kasha Resh Lakish Hakil Shavin Pereshit Samach Lekis there about Nera Erechin and Marichin. But Vizem Moidim She Noidrim V'Nidorin V'Noidrim, what does the Neder mean? Haino Dimei Plenty Alay, that the guy says I want to give the value of that person, I want to be Mechayiv myself to give it to Hegdish. V'nidor means the me'atzmi olai, how much I'm worth. Or shamu acherim the me'plani olai. Or else somebody else says about this guy, how the value of this guy, that's what I want to give over to the Beis Hamikdash. But I call upon him, the money goes v'akir the Bedek HaBayis. All the money goes to the Bedek HaBayis. Is sharmina the mekabel mehen? You see clearly we're mekabel from a guy, the money that he gives to the Bedek HaBayis. So it's not like Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says there's never a case we accept from the goyim. And the Gemara posal lo al answer you oila. We're talking about where the guy is going to give a korban oila. He's not going to give money for the bedek habayis. It's only for the bedek habayis we don't accept from a guy. But if he gives a korban oila, that's a loch a guy could bring kabonis. A korban that comes with a neder and a dove a guy could bring. So he's bringing an oila. So the first, o meshani posalo, hod an oidrim nidorin, hainu oilas. He can bring a korban oila. Avol a bedek habayis loy. But he can't give any money to a bedek habayis at all. For the Gemara, that's good to have noidrin. A guy can make a neder to bring korban oila, noidrin oila, of a nidrin oila. How could you have the case nidrin? Nidrin posha means we make the neder for the guy. So what do you want to say? I'll make a neder that the guy has to give a korban oila. Like the guy won't listen to me. I can't make a neder to be mechayiv the guy to bring korban oila. If it's talking about money, I can be mechayiv myself. I'll pay the value of the guy. But if you're talking about a korban oila, I can't be mechayiv the guy to bring a korban oila. Ela, the Gemara answer, that's not so shver. Ela, kishoma Yisrael, harei olai oila. We're talking about where Yisrael was standing there and made a neder. I want to be mechayiv myself now to bring a korban oila. Vishoma nochri, and a guy was standing next to him, the yomer, and he said, mashoma ze olai. Whatever that Jew said, that's why I also want to be mechayiv myself. So here's, because really the guy is making his own neder. But it's called Nidorin because he's making his neder because of the Jew. So it's considered like a Nidrin, like the Jew started off the neder, and now the guy is ending it off. That's also called the way that a korban oila is being brought because of the Jew. But really, all the guy is giving to the Beis HaMikdash is only a korban oila. That's all right. Our Mishnah is talking about they can't give presents lebedek habayis for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that they can't give. But just to bring a korban oila, to bring the animals, that's all right. So tomorrow, akasha nam v'yeinoy maybe imoy nisachim. They bring a korban oila. They have to bring nisachim also. They bring wine. O moisa nisachim loy leklisharis inim. Like when they bring wine from nisachim, they don't bring exactly a chatzi lug. Whatever they need for the yayin, they don't bring the exact measurement. They bring a little bit more wine. Now the leftover wine we leave in the Beis HaMikdash and we use it to buy kli sharis with it. Zechura, that's called a present we got from the goyim, and we're using it for the Beis HaMikdash. Inon and the Gemara, inon nimtza maybe inon. This is the part of the kasha. Inon nimtza maybe davar mesuyim. Like aren't they bringing now something mesuyim to kasha on Rabbi Yechonin? Zechura, they're bringing now a davar mesuyim. It should be yosser. And the Gemara Hossa Reb Yosi Ba Rebbe Bun. For Taninon, we learned like this. Nerchin v'orchin. Omanashach. A goy could also make either an erchin or else an orchin. That means there's a certain value of how much you are worth. So you're allowed to say, this money that I'm worth, I want to give to the Beis Hamikdash, to give to the Beit HaKabayis. So the law of Erchin is chal by Goyim also. So who are also to give?